Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today's a new day.
Are you just laying there in your bed?
There is no sunshine.
Your to-do list looming over your head.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
Yeah, how are you going to fix that?
Today's a new day.
Well, the good news is it's Saturday morning.
Lou
is standing by, ready to take your calls.
Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, my gosh. This is so thrilling.
And ready to tell you everything is going to be all right.
All right. I have the best solution for you. It's going to work great, okay. And it's going to solve all your problems.
So come on. Put your 2 feet on the floor and a smile on your face, and let's start this day and this show. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better.
Good morning.
Today's a new day.
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
No,
our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. We're here until 10 a.m. What's going on with your leaky, creaky house? We can help you all morning long. Good morning to Lindsay, Andy, Don, Bob Ferguson in the background. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good morning.
Great. Good morning.
I got a lot to talk about today, and I don't know where to start. And the thing is, I don't want to blow it all in the 6 o'clock hour because I need to. So that's it. We're going to do our word of the day at the 7 o'clock hour. So hold on for the word of the day, which at this point I can't pronounce. Even though you did it phonetically. I mean, it starts with an A, but the phonetic spelling starts with a So that already throws me. So look, even you, I'm looking at you now, you're like, wait a minute. So I'll work on that for the first hour.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So real quick, Andy and Don, you know how I'm going to do this early because this is the first thing I want to talk about. You know how when people tell you, like, hey, are you watching so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
You're watching this TV show? And you're like, you're not. Like, remember Game of Thrones? I remember when Game of Thrones was a big thing. Everyone was like, oh, my God, did you see Thrones last night? I'm like, no, I didn't watch Game of Thrones. And then people would, like, get on you because you weren't, like, in the club.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Did any of you watch Game of Thrones?
Did not. I did, but usually after the fact. You know?
Right. Lindsay, did you ever watch Game of Thrones? Like, did anybody ever tell you? Or what was the other one with... Breaking Bad, that was another one, right?
Yeah. That was huge.
Well, you love anything with drugs stuff. You love the drug stories.
That's
she
true.
Does. She's always like, oh my God, I didn't believe the drug thing. Anyway, so, you know, so I'm always like, no, I just, you know, it's, I don't watch a ton of TV, but, you know, now there's all kinds of, you know, different things on here. I tried to watch Jury Duty.
I knew this is where you were going with this.
Okay. She was all about the jury duty. Do you know this on Amazon Prime?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, so the premise of this, and she was, oh my God, you got to watch, it's so funny, it's so fun. We had 3 episodes I watched. I can't do it anymore. And what was funny is Mary Beth, in an ironic thing, has jury duty. Like she got called to jury duty, and yesterday she said, oh, I don't have to go to jury duty. I go, good, we don't have to watch jury duty anymore.
You are the only person that I have told about this show that has not enjoyed it.
Okay, here is, so I was thinking maybe it's me. So first of all, I have a problem with James Marsden, who's in it.
From the start, I don't like.
Lindsay says I can't be her friend because she and her sister love James Marsden.
We do.
But I had an encounter with James Marsden once in New York when I was with my daughter Carmen, and I'll give him his defense. I had Carmen and I was with us, and she was, I think, in college, maybe high school, and I think it was right after Hairspray. He was in Hairspray. Right, we all loved Hairspray. I'm like, oh, James Marsden. He was like literally standing right next to us. Like, could I get a picture of you and my daughter? And he wasn't that nice.
Dang.
I mean, he was this nice, and it was just, you know, I had just dad moment.
Was he eating like dinner?
No, he was I was at the Today Show. It was like he was going to be on the show, and I was with everybody, you know, just standing there. Anyway, so that's one thing. So then I thought, is it my kind of feeling for James Marsden that wasn't nice to my daughter?
Yep,
that I didn't
want
to... No, it wasn't that. You know what it is? I don't like people being fooled.
Hmm.
So the premise of the show is it's like a jury. It's a trial. And everybody's an actor except one person. And this person thinks that they're on a real jury.
Uh-huh.
So they made it these characters, you know, who they are. They're not the real people, right? And in the end, like, it goes for multiple episodes, but it's like they're making a documentary. Like, there's some, right? There's some TV angle because there are cameras, but there's a bunch of cameras that the person doesn't know about, like hidden behind mirrors and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And, I just don't like people being fooled. Like,
it's,
I feel
not
like,
mean. It's not like they're making him feel like he's in this serious. It's a silly.
No, I know. At the end, you're like that. And the thing is, the person.
You didn't get to the end.
I went to the end just because I needed to see how it ended.
You are such a cheater.
I know I'm a cheater.
Skipped ahead.
But because I don't want to watch it because it made me uncomfortable because here's the thing. The person that they chose is a really nice person.
So nice.
Like this really nice young man who's like the age of my son. He's 29 years old. I'm going, why are you doing that to this nice kid?
He's like an inspiration. Like he's so
unbelievably nice. Like they should give him a lot of more money than they gave him at the end. Right? They give him I don't want to give it away. But I just, so I'm crossing it off my list.
I'm so
don't
sorry
have to watch
this. And I'm so disappointed. Yeah. But I think everybody else should watch it because it is so
Andy,
funny.
I
think
you and I, Andy, you and I are going to start Game of Thrones.
All right, Game of Thrones. Right now, I'm hooked on the Netflix series Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Oh,
what's
They follow three quarterbacks through the NFL season last year. It's Marcus Mariota.
Oh, is it like almost like a version of the
Hard
golf thing?
Yeah, almost exactly like that. It's Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes. And they have great access. I sat down to watch it the other day. My wife's like, how many did you get through? Four. Halfway through. It's like, I think it's an eight episode series.
Yeah, well, that's how I was with
that's
Jury
how I'd be with Jerry Duty as
my
well.
Wife, and she was doing that too. She was snoring. Yeah. I'm like, it's just not nice. They're just not nice to that guy.
Oh, for crying out loud.
857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. All right, well, too much talking. I got lots to do. We have a great word of the day. We have a really fun interview about a company that makes amazing hot sauce coming up a little bit later on. And we have a really cool Noodaloo, too, that'll have to do with your pets and how you can make your own treats for your pets. Treats are expensive. Imagine if you made them all for your pet. That'll be kind of cool. Let's do this. We'll line up some phone calls at 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. It's 6:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, now, before you make it worse, why not call Lou?
Yep, sometimes you make a mistake, and it's harder to fix.
Oh, 100%.
He's always good for a little friendly advice.
Wait, are you talking about my life, or are you just talking about this door?
No.
Because I got a whole list I can tell you about.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. I bet a lot of you have noticed, as I have, with your plants. We do a lot of planting early. This year, because I had my knee surgery, my family planted all of the flowers and stuff outside, and I was just sort of inside looking like, oh, I wish I could help. But now everything, even though, you know, it's been sort of dry with watering, it looks great, but there's a lot of bugs that are attacking the leaves. This is the time, too, where they're kind of making their way and getting in there. And so there's a bunch of stuff you can use that is kind of chemical-based. But I know a lot of us are getting away from that. Like, there's one called 7, you know, that's like a powder that you can put on top of plants. You don't want to use that on any kind of any vegetable that you're using. But if you're noticing, like, ornamentals, things that you have, that can work pretty well. There's another product called 8, which is the whole reason was instead of 7 bugs, it does 8 bugs. And but the natural thing that I like to use that you can actually use on, in the garden, too, I've noticed that we have some potato vines planted, and we've got these little beetles that are eating the leaves, is neem oil. And so that's natural, and you can spray that onto the plants, and it covers a lot of different mites and little worms and things like that that will be chewing up the leaves. And so if you go to the garden center or the home center and you find this neem oil, it might be the kind of thing that you have to apply, you know, once a week or so, but you can use it on your roses, as I mentioned, the potato vine. If you notice any kind of bushes, you know, leafy bushes that are also getting eaten by the leaves, the thing is you want to get on that sooner than later, because it really does change the look. And, you know, I just don't like how the plants look once those leaves start to have all those holes where the bugs are eating them. I get that they're living their best life, but you want it to look good too. The thing with the neem oil is if you're going to spray it both on the top and the bottom, because a lot of times you'll look at a plant and go, well, I don't even see the bugs, right? And if you spray the bottom of them, then you really kind of get the 1-2 punch. So you'll find that at a garden center, home center, the neem oil is very good. And the other thing too that I've been working on in my lawn is that I've noticed just these random patches where the grass is not growing. And it can be a myriad of things. You know, if you're someone that cuts your own grass and you have a gas-powered lawnmower, next time you pull that thing out, double-check the fuel line that leads from the tank into the engine. And then just kind of also look on the deck of the unit itself, because it might be that it's leaking gas. And, you know, if you stop, you know, hey, Jimmy, you know, all of a sudden you talk to a neighbor and you turn the mower off and now you're talking about, you know, what, you know, the watching jury duty. And, you know, you're there for a couple minutes talking about it and the thing leaks a little gas. That's where that burning out can occur. And it's more common than you think. And so you may need to make a repair there. But then as far as fixing that grass, that dead grass, it's really important to scrape away all the dead material. You know, I've got a couple spots, and I think it's exactly, we have a landscape service, and I think that's exactly what happened, is a machine was burning it. And so you got to rake all that away, get down to the soil, and then you have to remove like a couple inches of the soil, and then put a little black dirt in there and then new seed and reseed it. And then obviously keep it watered. You know, we're in a middle of summer type of thing. We've got nice warm weather, and just like seed won't germinate when the ground is too cold, if it's too hot, it won't germinate as well. And so, you know, if you notice that this is in the bright sunlight, it may take a little longer for that seed to germinate. And if you just keep it wet, watered, you know, maybe every other day, even with that, you don't necessarily have to take the hose out there, but if you have a watering can, fill up with a watering can and, you know, bring it out there and just get that seed wet enough. And in a couple weeks, you should see it germinate and come back to life. And you can do that anywhere on the lawn to bring dead patches up, or, you know, places where maybe the mower goes too tight and cuts the grass too short and you see a little dirt in there, just loosen that up. One of my go-to tools that I use a lot outside is the garden weasel, which is a really fun tool to use to loosen up the soil. And that's if you have patches of where you see dirt and you need grass, use that, add some seed, a little dirt over the top of that, and water that. And I think that you'll get really good results there as well. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. I want to tell you about our Toro Product of the Month giveaway as well. I just read about the hedge trimmer. Well, we're giving one away. You can get your yard in tip-top shape with Toro and the Toro July Product of the Month giveaway. You can enter to win the Toro 60-volt max 24-inch hedge trimmer at WGNradio.com/contests. This award-winning battery-powered hedge trimmer is a beast on your bushes, cutting through branches like butter. It's got a rotating comfort grip handle, makes it easy to switch from vertical to horizontal for any hedge trimming job. And the 24-inch The 24-inch dual-action steel blade means any job is easy and fast. And it's all part of the Toro FlexForce power system with an interchangeable battery of 75-plus tools for all-season power. Enter to win the Toro 60-volt Max 24-inch hedge trimmer. The Toro July product of the month is at WGNradio.com/contests. That's WGNradio.com/contests. The sweepstakes ends on Monday, July 31st at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. All right. It's 6:30 in the morning. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU. We need to head into the WGN Radio newsroom and check in with Don Kleppen.
For more House Smarts, be sure to subscribe to the House Smarts YouTube channel.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I?
857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. That's the number that Paula called. She's in Oak Park. Hey, Paula, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, good morning, Lou. Such a pleasure to talk with you.
How may I help you?
I have two water problems that came to light during the heavy torrential rains we've had lately.
Okay.
One is seepage in the corner of the basement. This is an unfinished basement. I'm sure it seeps every now and then, only when it's really, really heavy. I had a waterproofing company come out, examine the foundation, and said it was in good shape. So that the seepage is kind of a natural thing through the cement. And suggested that, yep, go ahead.
The seepage, so you said it's in a corner. And did you notice the seepage
Correct.
Coming up from the floor, or did you notice it at all coming down from the top?
No, it's at the bottom near okay. At the edge of the floor in the
okay.
corner.
All right.
And so he said that the foundation looked in good shape, and seepage is a natural thing, and he suggested that I get a big dehumidifier, like a whole house humidifier, and this way it would prevent any mold and mildew from bringing up from this natural seepage.
Okay, so I thought I'm going to stop you for a second. It's not it. What's
okay.
funny? What's funny to me is you know you got a basement waterproofer. They're in the business of waterproofing basements, and then their answer was this mm-hmm. is a natural thing. So that's just curious.
Well,
it's,
then you know he.
It's curious to me because seepage is not a natural thing. In other words, it's okay to have a dry basement, and you can have a dry basement if you want. You mm-hmm. just probably have to take mm-hmm. some steps to be able to do that. Now, does this happen all the time?
No, only these really torrential heavy rains. And also, to be honest with you, he did say, you know, the tiles would be the best thing in the basement with a sump pump.
Correct.
And, yes, so I understand that. But the suggestion, and I'm not going to do that. I've been in the house 50 years. I probably won't be here much longer. I'm not going to invest that money
okay.
into the basement.
Okay.
But then to suggest that this dehumidifier would just prevent any mold and mildew, that would be a good thing to do. So I thought, no, that doesn't sound like a good thing to do.
Well, I mean, the dehumidifier, I mean, if you notice, you said it's an unfinished basement, and when you go down there, do you notice that it's kind of humid and kind of uncomfortable, the air down there? Is like your washer and dryer down there?
Yeah, washer and dryer, and I have a little office down there too, my computer. So I sit down there for a couple of hours, maybe every other day,
okay,
just to do work. So it certainly is not a pleasant place, but
right.
I can deal with that. But I just felt that He noticed that I had a little dehumidifier, the little units that you plug in the wall.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, that's really not doing any good at all. So if you really want to do the job of dehumidifying the basement and clearing the air of mold and mildew, then
right.
you really need this commercial grade dehumidifier.
So those units that they're talking about, they do make these larger units that can be installed,
mm-hmm.
and they do a terrific job of scrubbing the air and getting rid of the moisture in there. I guess it's just a question of what it is you want to do. If you're going to live with a little bit of seepage and you're not going to invest in drain tile, and I understand that, you know, it, based on living in the house and everything. So, but then you're going to be down there for a couple of hours, then improving the air quality down there is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, too, Paula, do you have a window down there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever,
I have glass block windows with vents.
Do you ever open them?
No.
I mean,
probably
just doing that would make the air quality so much better down there.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. I mean, because you're closed up, and you got this hole in the ground that is, you know, you got a little dehumidifier that's probably running and filling up, you know, quite regularly. And if you just introduce some fresh air, and even, you know, quite frankly, if you opened up one of the windows and put a little fan in front of it to draw in some air from outside. Now, obviously, when it's 90 degrees and humid outside, that doesn't make any sense. But bringing some fresh air down there wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, okay, I'll give that a try. Right. Can I ask you one more question?
Of course.
I have heavy rains, water dripping down the outside of the stack in the basement. And I had a plumber and a roofer. The flashing is fine. The plumber thinks that there's a crack in the stack. Does that happen?
It can in an older home. I mean, stuff can shift. But the thing is, now the plumbers have the technology to put a camera down there to definitively decide if that's true. So instead of if there is a crack in the stack and there's some kind of seepage there, they could put a camera and inspect it and say, yep, it's right here. You'd have to pay for that. But then you would definitively know that if all of a sudden the crack is, you know, on the first floor, and we have to open up there, they can localize any kind of repair that they have to do instead of opening up everything to find it.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to hear your voice saying, yeah, it could happen,
right.
and it can be helped.
Happy to give you so much, Lou. You're welcome, Paula. Thank you so much for calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's see. Jerry, Bobby, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Chicago's very own.
Give people a place to gather and make fire the focal point of your home again with a majestic fireplace or insert. You'll enjoy warmth and ambiance of a fire with contemporary style and the latest technology. Now, whether you're looking for wood, electric, those are pretty cool looking, gas, indoors or out, Majestic offers a broad range of sizes and styles. Visit their showroom on Bowes Road in Elgin or call for a free estimate at 847-741-5903. That's 847-741-5903. House of Fireplaces, giving you a warm feeling since 1953. Trust.
You know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I'm sitting on the couch, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor, and this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? Oh, it's right through the door there.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
The young man goes in there, and so then I start thinking about modern plumbing.
He's always thinking.
And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted.
Outside the Lou.
This kid probably really regretted asking.
No,
you
no, 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 no. I
do you have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
And you, too, are the lucky ones, because he's taking your calls right here, right now.
Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Now back to Lou.
You walk into a bathroom right now, and it doesn't smell. I do.
Right.
I do.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It is amazing. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Jerry in Chicago. Hey, oh, hold on, Jerry. Jerry in Chicago, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. What's going on?
Well, it's warm and humid, so that means our door to the apartment sticks all the time. It's quite a problem at this time of the year. My wife can't open the door sometimes. Is there something we can spray or something like that on there?
So what door are we talking about? Is it a swinging door? What is it?
The door. Oh, yeah, a wood swinging door.
The entry door or an interior door?
Entry.
Okay. Now, are you near that door? And if you are, can you tell me, where is it binding up, on the top or on the bottom?
Along the edge. It seems like sort of in the middle.
Oh, sort of in the middle, like where the lock mechanism.
Right.
That's where it really hangs up.
I think so. It's a little hard to tell. Yeah, it's a little hard to tell.
Okay. All right. And you're in an apartment, a condo? What is it?
Yes. Apartment, okay. Condo.
Okay. Do you have a good number two Phillips screwdriver or a good size Phillips screwdriver? I want you to open up the door, and on the hinges, okay, you're going to probably, on an entry door, you're going to have three hinges. And the fact that you tell me that you have right in that middle. In a perfect world, Jerry, what you're going to do is take one of the screws out of the middle hinge and go get a longer screw, the same size, like a 2.5-inch or 3-inch long screw, and replace that screw and really screw it in to kind of suck the hinge into the jamb a little bit, okay? We just need... I don't want you to spray anything because it's just going to get all greasy and it'll attract dirt. You know, it's not good. And then if you tighten up that screw and you pull it in a little bit and you just move it, I mean, an eighth of an inch, not even just a 16th of an inch, just enough to give it there. Then it won't be a problem when the humidity's gone and the door works better. But, if you don't have any screws around there, just go, take one of the little screws out. The hinges will be fine. Mm-hmm. Run to the hardware store and say, and what I would do is I'd get three of them. So you could put one in each hinge. Because then if you, all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, the middle's gone, but it's still caught at the top. If it's caught at the top, you want to do the screw at the bottom to kind of pull the door down a little bit, right? So the exact opposite of what it's doing. And just show that at the hardware store and say, I need three of these. You'll fix the problem for, less than $3.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is that all you charge is $3?
No, for the screws. For the screws, you got to run to the hardware store.
I know.
I think it'll be less than that. They're probably 79 cents a piece, so you'll get away even cheaper. 857-5574-LOU. This is Bobby in Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, Bobby.
Hey there. Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. Question for you, Lou. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So we have a 30-year-old home, two stories with a full basement that's unfinished.
Okay.
And are being told that it's time to replace the condenser unit for the AC, and which the condenser unit's probably about 30 years old, to be honest.
Okay.
And we're being taught single speed, dual speed, variable speed, all under the Carrier brand is what our local dealer is educating us on. And my question for you is single speed, dual speed, variable speed. Does it matter? Do you really get a big bang for your buck in terms of efficiency if you go for the higher end, then kind of what do I need to know?
Okay. Now, I'm just going to back up. You said you're going to replace your condensing unit. It's 30 years old. But what about the actual furnace and everything inside the home?
Excellent. So the furnace and all the inside components were all replaced less than 10 years ago by the previous owner. So
their recommendation
to us was...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Their recommendation to us was to only do the outdoor unit, but that was actually my question as well, is does it make more sense to do the entire system?
Well, okay. So a couple, here's the thing. If the unit was 15 years old, I would say replace it all. That's kind of within the industry where you're looking to kind of replace it. Is your existing unit now a Carrier unit?
No, it's not.
Okay.
American Standard, I believe.
Okay. So I'm not a huge fan of mixing brands. And so,
okay. So
I'm going to give you a bunch of opinions to confuse you, and then so that you, if your budget allows, I would replace it all, because with a 10-year unit, 5 years from now, you know, you may have other stuff that goes wrong, and you know, and you could just get this all done and get it super efficient and matched equipment, and then your hands are washed and it's all new. If that is not the case, and you're like, you know what, I really can't afford to do the whole thing, I would not attach a Carrier to an American Standard. I would find an American Standard dealer, so it's like equipment. Now, they share a lot of pieces and parts.
Okay.
They share a lot of pieces and parts, and so it isn't like if you get it serviced that, you know, the guy or the woman comes out and says, oh, I can't fix that. I thought it was American. That's not the case. But I just think everything talks to itself better when it's the same stuff. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Now, single stage, dual stage,
yep.
Variable speed. It does the variable speed, you know, which is kind of a souped up version of two stage. The thing is that, you know, you're in Minnesota, right? So, you know, some days it's just a little chilly and the furnace kicks on and or the air conditioner in this case. You don't need it to go full blast. You just need a little bit. Right. And so it 15 years ago, I would tell you to stay away from them. Now it's pretty sophisticated and it's not a bad idea, and it will save you money long term on your energy bill.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
That is exactly what I needed. And I got to say, every Saturday morning, I get up and take the daughter and the dog on a very long walk simply to listen to you. So thank you so much for the advice, and hope you have a great rest of your Saturday.
That's so nice of you to say. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That's all we do. And it's not snowy, so no boots today.
No boots.
Thanks so much.
Bye. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568 is our phone number.
Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
How can I help you this morning? What are you working on? Just pick up the phone and give us a call. Lindsay, how long have we worked together now? I know you always don't remember this.
A long time. 15 years.
So, and you know, you and I, and this is for Andy and Don too. You know, you've worked on some of the things, you know, like my character flaws. Like, you know how I always want to, if I see someone in a nice dress, I want to say, wow, that's a really nice dress. And now I can't say that anymore, right? And because, you know, you don't want to be like the creepy guy, even though I just want to compliment somebody like, that's a nice dress. And I'll I'll actually text Lindsay or even my wife and say, oh, I saw this person and she was in this great dress and I didn't say anything. And they'll go, good job, good job.
Give but a so, hand clap emoji.
Right, right, right. Get a hand, good job. And I'm just like, I just wanted to say that. Well, so this past week, my wife and I were, we were going to, Artists in All for Ms. Recordia at the Art Institute. And so, but we had to stop in Lakeview to do like a work thing. And we're going to grab a quick bite to eat in Lakeview. And my wife had this great dress. Like she came out. Now it's my wife, obviously. And I can say, hey, that is a great dress. It was like this white dress and red. And it was kind of summery. And she just looked great. I'm like, wow, you look great. So what happened was we were in Lakeview and she went to the restaurant first and I had to go do what I had to go do. And I come and sit down and she had already ordered and she says, you'll never believe what happened to me. I go, what? She goes, well, I was walking here and this very attractive man said to me, wow, that's a great dress. And she was blushing as she was telling me the story. I'm like, see? I go, did you feel threatened? Stop. She goes, no, I was really, it was a lovely compliment. And I didn't know what to say. Whoa. And she goes, all I could think of was like, that's what my husband would say.
That's the best
But
reaction.
She was blushing. And I go, well, how old is this guy? She goes, younger than you. So see, there's like a thing.
Yeah, there's a threshold.
I mean, it's like, why
there's a comfort threshold.
Like,
it's got to be in the tone. It's got to be in the tone of voice, right?
Anna,
or the approach.
You're right. It's got to be like if he passed her on the street and said
it was
hey,
literally on the
dress.
Street. That's a great
dress. And then
kept
walking. But right. It's like when you go up to somebody in a restaurant and then you sit down at the table and you say, that's a great dress.
Hey.
Right. It can't be like creepy. Right.
It's got to be like you have no other intent other than to tell this person they have a nice dress on.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
I read something recently that was like, you know, learn how to flirt like casually, like not like your life dependent on it or something, you know, and that's, I think people
you know,
are.
Sometimes you'll get dressed up and I think this is for men or women and you know, oh, I look good. I look good.
And
like
it's
I feel
nice.
Good. I look good. And then when somebody says that to you, then it just, you know, reinforces.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's a compliment. I think, if it's approached the right way, I think anybody would be happy to hear that.
This very attractive man told me that I had a nice dress.
Younger than you.
Yeah, right. Okay, stop. All right, I got it. He was a handsome guy, younger than me. And you. Yes, we both agree you look beautiful in that dress.
Right.
Okay, let's go for our word of the day. 7 o'clock, after 7 o'clock, we got to come up with a jingle for our word of the day.
Mm.
And it's a difficult one to, as Lindsay said, it rolls off the tongue. It's a verb, and the definition of the word is to make something, such as a problem, better or more tolerable. Mm. The word is ameliorate.
Ameliorate, yeah.
A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-E. Ameliorate. Of course, Don knew the word.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Never heard it before.
I know. Ameliorate.
It's not an everyday conversation word, but I like it.
No, but it's a good word. Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Totally.
What do you have a look on your face? What are you thinking about?
Coming up with the jingle. Something
for our word of the day. Okay, so that's our word. If you'd like to use it in your newscast, your sportscast, please do.
Right on.
If you want to call in and figure out a way to say ameliorate, I'm going to think about that. To make something such as a problem better or more tolerable, I got to think of something how I can do that as well. I'll come up with it. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. This is Donna in Crystal Lake. Hi, Donna. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I recently had a Unilock paver patio installed.
Okay.
And from the get-go, these pavers, brick pavers, have a white haze on them. Now, I called the installer. Took him a couple weeks to come out and look at it, and he said, well, let's just let it go for a month and see what happens. Well, a month went by, and nothing changed. So it took him another couple weeks to come out, and then he asked me, do you ever watch listen to Lou Manfredini? I said, yes, I do, every week. And he says to me, well, you know, Lou talks about this wet and forget. He said, I'm going to spray wet and forget on the patio, and we'll wait a month and see how that goes, which he did. Now, nothing's changed, but it's only been a week. And I'm wondering, what is this white haze? I did a little bit of investigating on the internet, and
Googling.
They talk about efflorescence.
Right. Okay, hold on a second. First of all, I like that you and the brick installer both listen. That's very nice. Thank you. But you said Donna, from the get go, like they put it down, and they were all done and said, "All right, lady, here you go. I'll take the check." And you saw that white haze then?
Yes. Well, he actually washed everything down, so it was wet when he left.
Okay.
So I didn't see the haze.
Okay, one other thing.
But,
do you remember the installer saying, "We're going to seal it"? Have these been sealed or no?
No.
Okay. The wet and forget isn't going to do anything for this. I think that it could be some issue with the brick itself. And what I would do is, while you're waiting for the installer to come back and wait, I would contact Unilock directly to have one of their technical people come out to see if, in fact, there's a problem with the brick. Now it
so
might.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And when you look at this, it's everywhere?
No, it's not everywhere, but I would say a good 40%.
Yeah,
it's in patches.
Yeah, that should not be the case, and there could be something in the manufacturing. And obviously, when it's wet, you don't see it, right? Like if it rains.
Right. That's right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I would contact Unilock if you do your Googling and go to Unilock, and there should be technical support. And it could be that they're like, "Hey, we're going to replace these bricks or whatever." But it shouldn't be that way. It may be something that could be acid washed out of it because it is a brick, and that might be the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to hear it from Unilock directly as opposed to just the installer.
Okay. His next step was going to be to power wash it.
Well, I don't. That's not a bad thing. Okay, because it could be something in the manufacturing, but you probably need some sort of chemical first, like an acid wash, and then a power wash. But again, I would contact Unilock. The fact that these are brand new, this should not be happening with a brand new patio.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll do that on Monday morning.
Thank you, Donna. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. 857-557-4568. Hey, nice dress. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back.
If your love's still strong, ooh, baby, your hand's sealed, the limit of your
857-557-4LOU.
Then that time I went
857-557-4568.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, your
talking about TV shows and then you're watching So we watched the first two seasons of The Bear, which John Williams has talked about the fact that The Bear is like a love letter to Chicago, the scenes of Chicago. And there's a little bit of yelling, but it's really good, and it's a kind of cool story. So my thing in season three, when the writer's strike is over and the actors, everybody gets the money that they deserve, I would like to petition the writer, the head writer of the show, for a guest spot by Mr. Fix-It on The Bear. And so but not like I don't want to have a line or anything, but this is what I was thinking, cuz there's a scene in the thing where like they're in the restaurant and they go, "Okay, we got, we got a full house tonight and we got a VIP, so and so is going to be at table 6, let's take care of him." So I want to be like, "All right, we got Mr. Fix-It and his wife. coming in. They love to eat out, right? Because we love to go to dinner and that kind of stuff. And
she could wear her dress.
With her, she could wear her dress, right? Well, and so, and then in the scene when it's the dinner, I just want to be eating dinner, you know, like the pans across, and there Mary Beth and I, because I want Mary Beth there to be with me, right? And we're eating dinner. We're like the VIP. We're always at table 7. Yeah, that's Mr. Fix. I don't even say, I could be laughing with some friends. You and David could be with us too. We could be laughing. The four of us could be, right? Yes. On the Bear. It's here in Chicago. And, you know, it would be like a little local thing, right? Mr. Fix It type of thing. And I mean, not that I'm like this major known person, but it would just be kind of a fun little, hey, Mr. Fix It. We like to go out to dinner and, you know, have a nice time and talk about restaurants. If you listen to the show, you know that I talk about restaurants all the time. So I think the writer is from Park Ridge. Maybe somebody knows them. And if you know them, kind of like when we always try to get, what's our buddy's name? The David Loves, you know, that Nick Offerman. You know, we tried to get Nick Offerman and we had to go to his mother to get him to respond. So if you know the person that wrote The Bear or writes The Bear, and I think they're from Park Ridge, this is just a little fun little thing. You know, I don't need to get paid. Give it to the people that do this. It would just be a fun little mention. Mr. Fix-It and his wife's coming with a table of four VIP at 8 o'clock, and then we'll be there, you know, and then we'll not that they need more viewers because they seem to be doing just fine, but it would just be fun.
I think I'd be distracted by the lead.
Well, you wouldn't even see them. It would probably be a scene where they wouldn't even be there.
Well, I'm not.
Remember how the whole thing
but
works.
I do love the lead guy. I think I don't know why. I think that he's kind of handsome. Know, I think he's kind of cute.
He's handsome. He's a handsome guy. Yeah. 857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568. This is Jim in Melrose Park. Hey, Jim, you're on House Smarts Radio.
How you doing, Lou? Good show.
Thank you.
I'm following your lead. I'm following your lead, your wisdom. Had a plumbing problem, serious plumbing problem. Went through three different plumbers, you know, getting estimates. Each one come in, said they were going to do this, that. They were going to run pipes up over the ceiling and through the kitchen. And I have to tear $10,000 worth of cabinets out, rip walls, do all kinds of stuff. I said, I don't know, I'll see what happens. Went through three different guys, basically got the same thing. Then I heard about repipe specialists. I said, I'm going to try them. I give him a call. The guy came out. Unbelievable. Walked through the house, kind of looked at the house, came in, explained to us what they would do and the products they would use. We went with the Plex pipe instead of the copper.
Yeah.
Because we can do that. We're outside
in Melrose Park, right?
Explained everything. Right, and the warranties and everything that went with the pipes. And the other kicker with it was that all three plumbers said that they would do the work, but as far as repairing the work, as far as ripping walls out, replacing cabinets and that, they didn't do any of that.
And
repipe specialist came in. Repipe specialist came in on Friday morning at 7 o'clock with four guys. The dude put one guy here, one guy there, one in each room. They did what they had to do. They repiped everything and were done by 2:30.
No way.
And on Monday morning, their drywall patchers came in, patched up what they wanted. The other guys wanted to rip my bathroom wall out completely to get at the pipes. These guys did minimal damage, did everything, were done in, you know, like I say, 2:30. The drywallers came in on Monday morning, re-drywalled it, and then made access doors under the sink so that we could get at the pipes if we had to clean out the catch or anything like that.
Right.
Did a fantastic job.
That's awesome. Yep. I love hearing that.
Yep, and I followed your lead. Always get at least one or two estimates.
Right. Well, I'm happy. I'm trying to remember, but did Repipe Specialist, did they rename themselves, or are they still calling themselves that?
No, they're still Repipe. There's somebody else doing it now, though,
Oh, it's a different company. Okay.
Repipe.
Got it.
Right, yeah. But the guys, the three estimates I got, they wanted to come in, go up over the ceiling, go along the ceiling in the wall, have me build soffits, rip out the cabinets, and when we started pricing it all, just in the cabinets it was going to run $10,000. Right.
Well, I'm really happy, Jim, that you called, and I'm really happy that you had that that you know experience with them, and that they did a good job for you. And that's great to hear. Really, really nice. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against noon's time this morning. And nice to hear that people are doing a good job. But you're right. The key element in that is to get multiple bids so you can make the right decision. All right. It's 7:32 in the morning. My apologies to Don Kleppen. Into the newsroom. We'll be right back.
Time now for Noodaloo 2.
I just love noodles.
No, not noodle. New 2. New to loo.
Good times, noodle salad.
No noodles. It's new to loo. But he does love a good pasta.
Now we eat, okay? One up, I eat everybody.
Now back to Lou Manfredini. New to loo 2 and House Smarts Radio.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Okay, I ask you to do a lot of things, but our Noodaloo 2 is all about the pups. You're eating a dog treat. Don't do that. By the way, our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
You know, dog treats are expensive. And so we have two dogs, and we go through the treats, and we try to give them, like, healthy treats. But I've noticed this trend of people now making their own treats. And there's a bunch of different ways you can do this. But our Noodaloo 2 is going to help you do it. As a matter of fact, Lindsay just whipped up a batch this morning, right? And now I just look at you, and you've got the treat in your hand, and you were just taking a nibble of it. Let's explain after you listen to this.
Well, I'm not great at cooking. You can bet whenever I'm in the kitchen, our pup Hamilton is at my feet waiting for a crumb to drop. So he was really excited when I was in the kitchen making this weekend's new Tulu 2, which really focuses entirely on him. I like to think he knew this, but he would have been there either way. This weekend's new Tulu 2 is the Rise by Dash Dog Treat Maker. The appliance is similar to the brand's popular waffle maker, actually similar to waffle makers in general. The big difference being the compact appliance contains 6 molds in the shape of little dog bones. The dog treat maker takes about 3 minutes to heat up after you plug it in. An indicator light signals that it's warming and shuts off when the cooking surface reaches the optimal temperature. They offer a recipe guide containing easy-to-make dog treats that you can create with unprocessed ingredients already in your home kitchen. Yesterday, we whipped up what we now call peanutbutterbomb.coms, containing smooth peanut butter, whole wheat flour, pumpkin puree, and 1 egg. Mix it all up, add the batter to the nonstick surface, and cook. In just a few moments, you'll have 6 drool-worthy dog treats that even you could enjoy with your pup. I know I did. Just kidding. Hamilton was the official taste tester, and he approved this message. The Rise by Dash Dog Treat Maker goes for between $30 and $35, depending on where you get it. And we love that a portion of the proceeds benefit animal rescue efforts at North Shore Animal League America. For more information on the Rise by Dash Dog Treat Maker, visit Lou's House Smarts YouTube channel and be sure to click that subscribe button while you're there.
You're eating the dog treats? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, I can eat them.
Okay, so tell me, so it's a waffle maker. You make the batter. What did you make?
Well, this morning, Lou, I made the peanutbutterbomb.coms, which is what Sadie nicknamed them yesterday.
Did we already buy the website? Is that your website, your new website for your thing? .com? Yes, you bought the website?
Maybe, if these things go well national. It was a half a cup of pumpkin puree, 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, an egg, and some whole wheat flour. Whip it right up. It took.
So is it a batter? When you make the batter, is it thick?
Yeah.
And then you put it in the molds?
Yeah. You do have to kind of like cut the outside because, you know, you mold them and then there's the overflow.
Right.
So I kind of had to. That was what you saw me nibbling to make it a perfect bone size or a bone shape.
And
but Hamilton eats ate him right up.
But is he a dog that'll eat anything?
Well, yeah, but we don't want him to eat anything.
No, no, no. But know? Some dogs are finicky.
Oh no, he will eat anything.
Right. You know, like some dogs. Oh, I don't like Flo. Our dog Flo.
Yeah.
Certain treats, she wants nothing to do with.
Oh,
it.
Really?
Oh my gosh, no. She's such a prima donna. Anything. It's unbelievable.
He doesn't love lettuce.
Well, okay, okay, I get that. Most dogs don't eat vegetables, but...
Oh, Hamilton eats every other vegetable except lettuce.
Carrots?
He loves a good carrot.
Their yeah, carrots are good isn't that funny that dogs love carrots? Our dogs like carrots, too. Not Flo, of course.
Really?
No. So she is... That dog, she's nine, and she is such a prima donna.
She's like
she'll walk into a room and look at you and then just turn around and sit down and put her back to you. It is the most hilarious thing ever. And Bruno, all he wants to be is like on top of you. Let me jump on your lap. He thinks he's a lap dog and he's like a little piece of brisket. He's so, you know, he's a good dog. Anyway, I love this idea. And it's fun, right? It's fun for your kids to do too, right? To like make him and put him in. Look, we made dog treats. 3 minutes.
Totally. It's That's super so fun. Easy. It's super easy and
affordable.
Natural.
Yeah, I like that. 857-557-4LOU. If you go to youtube.com/housemartstv, you'll find more information about our Noodaloo 2 this morning. 857-557-4LOU. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're tuned into Lou.
I did some research on a tankless water heater. I was told that there's a minimum water pressure.
If you've got a question, now's the time to call.
And I may not have enough pressure. I was wondering if there is a pressure device that I can check the pressure myself.
No pressure.
Look at me. I'm like a scientist.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Fire up the Bunsen burner and get to work.
House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 857-557-4568. Back to the phone line. This is Rita in Harwood Heights. Hi, Rita. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. I have a problem. It's been, I have a very old home here in Harwood Heights. It was built before O'Hare Airport even.
Wow.
And, The pipe in the basement that comes from the toilet upstairs, it's leaning, and it's dripping. And is that a major repair, or is that something I should just... I mean, I'm elderly right now, and I'm not... don't have a lot of money.
I understand, but I wouldn't... I mean, if it's leaking and leaning, that is not something, Rita, that I would just sort of turn the other way, because there could be an issue where if there's some damage to that floor and it's continuing to be damaged, you could have a major issue on your, you know, let me ask you this, Rita, are you, do you have a cell phone that can take some pictures? Do you use a smartphone at all?
No, I just have this little flip phone for emergency calls.
Got it. Okay. I would probably get a plumber to come out first to take a look at what's going on and have them assess what's happening. We have this...
I really need a new toilet, too.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, then that's why I would say this. Let's start with... I understand that the budget is a problem, but... Are you on the? Do you have a computer? Can you get on the internet at all, or no?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, I'm going to give you the phone number of a plumber that I want you to contact, and tell them we spoke, and then have them come out and take a look and see what they can do to help you. Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
847-406.
406-8883.
8883. That is Center Guard Plumbing.
Center Guard Plumbing, okay.
And
okay, good.
Call them up, and, tell them we spoke, and they should be able to come out and, you know, assess what's going on and then give you a price.
Okay. I have a compliment for you. Had recommended a person one time, and Lieberman.
Oh, sure.
I think was his name. Yeah, and Mike came out and he checked my chimney because there's a hole in my chimney. It's the sun. It's when the man built this house. He didn't build it, you know, according to code, because it was not a village at that time.
Right.
He used cinder block for the chimney. And there's a hole in there now. It's up close, you know, where the stack meets the roof. But Mike got up there, and he took pictures. And so I'm going to get that fixed, and he's going to seal it against all of. But I was wondering if he's sealing the outside, but in the inside, the masonry is crumbling too down where the boiler is.
Right. Well, that's the interior stuff like that. You know, you could certainly talk to them about, but they typically focus on the outside of the home. But, you know, I mean, it's something you could certainly talk to them. But on that toilet issue, Rita, I really do want you to get that taken care of, okay?
Yeah, I want a new toilet. And, you know, as an elderly person, I need a toilet that's a little bit higher.
Sure, absolutely.
Instead of having to put, yeah.
Yeah,
they make them?
They do. They do. They're called comfort height toilets. And that is something that, for sure, CenterGuard can help you with.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good to know. Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LU is our phone number. 857-557-4568. This is Daryl in Sterling, Illinois. Hey, Daryl, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yes, good morning. I'm in the process of building a house, and I know you're big on the split units.
I am.
Is that a feasible thing you'd do with a new house or just with to added convenience to a room that's being
If I was building a brand new house,
shortchanged,
if I was building a brand new house right now, Daryl, that's how I would heat and cool the home. And if you plan it ahead, they make so you know the way these systems work is they have something called a cassette that hangs on the wall. But in new construction...
Correct. I'm familiar with what they look like.
Right. But in new construction, they have cassettes that go up into the joist space. So now, in your room, you just look up and it's like a big vent. Okay? It's
gotcha.
Not. It's not anything... So, you know, a lot of times, design-wise, maybe someone doesn't... I don't want to see that thing hanging on the side of my wall. But if you think about it... ahead of time, then they just pre-run the line sets and the wiring to that spot. Okay. They put in a framework there. And once the drywall is up, they pop the unit in, they make all the connections, they put the inverter outside. And the beauty part of these things, especially in a new construction home, every blower, every cassette or every place where the heating and cooling comes out has its own thermostat. Every bedroom, every living room, every dining room. And so you can pinpoint that control. And the whole thing of like, wow, it's freezing in the dining room and in the living room, I'm sweltering, right? That's done. That doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the condensing units are super quiet. You know, outside, they call them inverters. But, I mean, you and I could stand next to it and have a conversation and in a normal voice. If you go next to a condensing unit right now with a traditional unit, you know, it's really nice to see you, Daryl.
Sure.
How are things down in Sterling? You ever been to that nail factory? Right? None of that. We're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
Go to
efficient too. Also to the open areas.
Unbelievably efficient. Do this. Go to this website.
Okay.
Getacomfyhome.com. Getacomfyhome.com.
A comfy home.
That is the Mitsubishi website to put. They, in my opinion, they are an advertiser. I'm not a paid spokesperson for them, but Mitsubishi's been around. One of the longer-term manufacturers of these split systems, and they have really good technology, and that's what I would put in.
Okay. The other question, I know you talk about tankless water heaters.
Yep.
I'm moving from being in the country and having well water forever. And now I'm moving into a city and I got to pay for my water. So I'm looking at how am I going to be chintzy and save on the water, hot water. Do they make units that are feasible electric on demand site?
They do. And that's come a long way. That's something you absolutely could look at now. You need a lot of power. Okay. It's a big old breaker. To do a tankless, you know, I think you need a.
I assume it's a 220.
It's, yeah, and it's like its own, I think it's its own 240, like 60 amp breaker to run it. But there's several out there. Every manufacturer makes it. So when you look at, the different manufacturers that are out there, they all will make an electric version, but you just have to make sure that in your new construction home, you plan for it so that you have enough power to supply it. Thanks so much for the phone call. Bumping up against time. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios, and the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I love your show. You teach me so much about homes that I never knew, and I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Lou.
Hi, Lou. I have a stamped concrete pool deck, and some of the corners on it are starting to chip.
And he's here to help you.
I have a question about repiping my house.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Feel as they're appointed to day.
Welcome back.
They keep trying to tell me
857-557-4 Lou.
All you want to do is use me.
So, you know, our son Massimo is a big movie fan. I think that if he doesn't become a Broadway actor, which is what he wants to be, I go, what do you think about doing movie review? Become a movie reviewer. You could be like the Gen Z movie reviewer. He's like, they got Rotten Tomatoes. I don't need that. But so this is he went to go see the double feature of Oppenheimer and Barbie. Evidently, that's a thing.
Barbenheimer, if you like.
They're calling it,
yeah. Barbenheimer? Oh, you're right. Kidding.
Nope, I saw it the other day.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you see it? Or did you
No. I'm sorry. I just saw the word. I just saw somebody use that word for the two movies.
Couldn't be two, right? I know what the Oppenheimer movie is about. I don't know what the Barbie movie is about. But this is my son's review. He sent it to our family text. Oppenheimer, 9 out of 10. Incredibly written and filmed movie. Some of the dialogue lost me a bit, though. Barbie, 9 out of 10 as well. Super funny, great story, great message.
Really? Nice. I was so interested what the message for Barbie is.
Well, evidently Max knows.
It's good stuff. It's a good weekend for movies, that's for sure.
Okay, so it is also, you know what weekend this is too? Are you all familiar with the Country Thunder?
Familiar with it.
But Lindsay, I know you know the Country Thunder. So, you know, we have a home in southeastern Wisconsin where we spend a lot of time. And Country Thunder is literally in our backyard up here.
Mm.
And so it's, you know, a lot of young people. Well, here's what it is. I always thought it was about a lot of young people, a lot of girls in cutoff shorts that are way too short and boots and, you know, I don't know what they're wearing on top and cowboy hats and a bunch of guys that are just looking to get friendly. But there's a whole, like, camper scene, like NASCAR, that I never knew about.
Interesting.
So we have, my wife and I have a tandem bicycle that we like to ride when we're in Wisconsin. Okay, and we go on these little tandem rides. We got a basket on the front. It's an old, she bought this bike for me for my 40th birthday. So it's more than 19 years old because it was a used bike when she bought it. And it's great. We love this bike. So we said, hey, let's go ride by the Country Thunder and see what it's like. So we're riding along. It's a beautiful day. It's yesterday. And we're on this country road heading towards it. And I see all these RVs and like these signs, Country Thunder, this and that. And there's a cornfield on our left and like a big open field on our right. And as we're riding, all of a sudden, this other tandem bike riders, two people are right next to us. Hey, how you doing? Like they come up like in a sports car, but their bike is like super like cool looking. And he's got his phone strapped to the,
handlebars and they got the matching outfits, right? And they're like, hey, how you doing? And we're like, oh, wow, look at that. And there we are, two tandem bikes going along. Ours, our old one, right? And these people looking like they're out of a magazine. And they go, oh, and they're not from the area. What's going on up here? We're like, oh, it's Country Thunder. You know, it's a lot of fun. And we're like, oh, you know, we're part of a tandem club. Would you ever think about joining a tandem club?
Whoa.
And I go, and now I'm, you know, I'm in a T-shirt and I got my shorts. I got a helmet on. I have my sunglasses on. Mary Beth's in the back. When you're in the front, by the way, you're called the captain.
Mm.
Arr. And so... So I'll get on the bike. Arr, let's go, me matey. And, you know, we go. So anyway, we're riding along, and I go, oh, that's fun. I go, do they allow slow people in the team? You know, I'm trying to make a joke because we're just, you know, pedaling away. I just got a knee replaced. You know, I'm working on getting the knee going. All of a sudden, the lady goes, are you Lou Manfredini? I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know how you could recognize me because of how I look. And the lady goes, oh, I listen to your show all the time. Love it. It's great. And I'm like, here we are, tandem riding. I'm like, oh, my God, okay. It was just a funny little
exchange.
Wait, but
exchange. You said she wasn't from the area, too.
Yeah,
she
was not.
No. No. Get out. Is that so funny?
That is very
funny. She goes, even with the helmet and the sunglasses on, I recognize your voice. And it's funny. You know, Andy,
yep.
When you do this for a long time, you don't necessarily think you... Although, Andy, you have a recognizable voice.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't believe that I do. Anyway, it was pretty funny. It was actually very funny. And we're not going to join the club as of yet. You never know. Maybe if right. I get a newer bike.
Just keep
might be an excuse to go buy a new bike.
Yeah, right? That's right. There you go.
Right? See if well, honey, you know, we're going to join the club. We can't go with this old bike. We need a new bike.
Right. Or get a sponsorship from the club.
Or get a sponsorship. And by the way, you two, nice job on ameliorate, both of you.
Thank you. Very nicely done.
Thank you very much.
All right, 857-5574, Lou, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. How can I help you this morning? Anything you may need in and around your home, all you have to do is give us a call at 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Fred in Niles. Hey, Fred, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
How may I help you, sir?
I have, we lived in Niles for 70 years, and we have a bi-level.
Okay.
The bedrooms are on the top floor, the bedrooms and the bathrooms on the top floor. We have a middle level, which is the dining room and kitchen,
yep.
And we have a lower level. Well, we've been taking showers downstairs for the last 30, 40 years. We have not used the tub upstairs or the shower. However, the sink and toilet and everything else works up there. I just wondering what kind of problems I would have if we start using the shower.
Do you ever, Fred, do you ever like run any water in the tub at all? Do you ever turn it on?
No, never.
Never?
We have never turned it on for the last 30 years.
Wow.
There was no need to.
Got it. And I'm assuming, is the shower more convenient for you on the lower level? Is that?
Yes, it has been, right.
Okay. And then are you going to start using this now because it's just more convenient with the stairs and stuff?
Yes, that's the exact truth.
Okay.
Our bedrooms are up there, and we could go use a shower on the top floor. Then.
Sure. Let me ask you one other question. Does this bathroom, if you're going to start using it, do you have grab bars in that bathroom?
Not yet, no.
Okay. So I would have that done before you start using it, because now I'm assuming you're going to be stepping over a tub, right, to get in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's going to be really critical and important for you to have that done. Now, we have a sponsor here called Access, and they will do anything from put in a new elevator for you or just install some grab bars. And they're all about accessibility of helping you to stay inside your home. Okay? Do you have a pen or a pencil? You have a pen or a pencil? I can give you the phone number.
Yes, I do.
All right. It's 844
844.
And then you're going to write these letters out. I could get you the numbers, too, but it's IL Lifts, LIFTS. 844 IL.
844 Lifts.
Yeah, so it's
IL Lifts.
It's so it's 844 ILLIFTS.
Sounds great.
And then from there, you know, the thing is, what are the problems? Well, if those valves haven't been used, it could be that they may not seal. I mean, they're off now, but the minute you open it up, you need to articulate them a little bit, right? It wouldn't surprise me if the trap in that tub is completely dried out if you've never used it. So, you know, there could be a little rust. There could be a little leaking. All of that could happen, but also it could not.
Right. So if that happens, then we would call a plumber.
Correct. But start with these people at Access about getting those handles in there.
Okay, I'll do that. And one additional thing. Are there little filters in there that I have to clean out before I run the thing?
In the bathroom?
Any kind of...
The tub?
Yeah,
The tub is unrestricted. The shower head probably wouldn't be a bad idea to take that off and clean that up.
Okay, and then I just turn it on and see if it works? And,
correct.
Would there be a problem in maybe shutting it off?
There could be. But, you know, worst case scenario is, I mean, at that point, I mean, what I would do is I would turn it on to hot and to cold, let it run for a little bit, go look downstairs, make sure nothing's leaking, and then turn it off. And if it seals up and it works, then we're golden. And you not dodged a bullet, but it's just, you know, the fact that the home is older, the way that those valves were built are a lot better than they are now. And so my expectation is you won't have a problem. But in case you do, then you shut it down, and then you call a plumber.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day, sir. Appreciate you calling this morning. 8:22 in the morning, Lou Manfredini. Guess what? It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
You hear that? It's opportunity knocking to score a premier fiberglass exterior pre-finished door currently available at Builders Supply Outlet. BSO is known for securing amazing deals on top line products. So don't miss your chance to walk out with one of these chic pre-finished front doors. In modern and traditional styles with natural or dark stain finishes, they'll immediately upgrade the look of your home and save you money on energy. So get the door at Builders Supply Outlet today.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
I have icicles on my house. Does that mean I'm losing heat?
Helping homeowners from coast to coast.
Now, there's a product. It's called Roof Melt.
Those little discs that you throw up on the roof to melt the ice?
Yes, ma'am.
And he wants to help you.
I don't know if you've got a good hook shot, but how's your basketball game?
I'm 79, my hook shot probably isn't too good.
If you need help with your hook shot or anything else under your roof, Lou's standing by. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are.
So we were at last night, we went to dinner with our friends Bill and Judy in Richmond, Illinois, Paisanos. The food was great, the music was great. They had this band outside, and they sang this song. They had this guitar player, these two singers, they were unbelievable. Sing it with me.
On the roof, it's peaceful as can be.
It was so good.
And
my wife and I split the pork chop paisano.
Let me tell you now when I
857-557-4 Lou, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ken, who's in Wisconsin. Ken, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. So I have a 2-inch in diameter, maybe 8 inches deep, hole in my poured basement wall. The hole is actually like a perfect square. It looked like it was patched when they built the house in 82 and maybe plugged it. And over the years, it was always leaking a little bit. But in the last couple rainstorms, it kind of washed out. I figured out why, because I had to re-landscape above it. But I bought some hydraulic cement, dry lock hydraulic cement. And I'm wondering if that's the right way to patch it up.
Well, I mean, it's probably the right way to try and seal it on the inside. This hole on your foundation wall, how high is it from the ground?
18 inches above the floor.
Hmm.
And it's right below all the electrical.
And
20 inches off the corner of the house, maybe 22 inches off the corner of the house.
But the electrical doesn't go through the foundation wall, right? Like the panel's there and then all the piping goes up?
Yeah, it's above it.
Hmm.
So this hole is, it almost looks like there was some part of the form or something in there because it's a perfect square cement.
Right. Let me ask you another. Let me ask you another question. If I was on the outside of this hole, what's there?
Yeah. Dirt.
Okay. You got a shovel?
Because I put a stick in there and it'll come back with it and it's like mud.
Yeah.
So
if it were me and you were going to try and do this yourself,
yeah.
I would dig a hole and I would expose that on the outside.
Oh.
And, well, hear me out. And, because the thing is, you can do the hydraulic cement. You could, like, if you call the basement waterproofer, they would probably, what they would do is they would cut out that square, like they would wedge it and drill some holes. And then under pressure, they would put epoxy in there to seal it all up. Now they do make these kits that you can buy, okay? And it's like a two-tube system that pre-mixes, and you basically would take a like a angle grinder and you would grind out to make like a wedge, and then you would drill a series of holes and you would put the epoxy in there and squeeze it. You know, it's not as thorough as a basement waterproofer to do, but the epoxy will then seal between the concrete of the plug, you know, that was created, and the foundation wall. And that's what's going to, and because it's going to be more in the center of the wall instead of just on the outside or the inside, rather. The problem is if that moisture gets all the way to the inside of that concrete, there's a lot of pressure for that hydraulic cement to hold it. See what I mean? And if you dug a hole and exposed that, then you could clean up that wall and put like roof tar and like a rubber membrane that's bigger than that square and stick it to the wall and kind of roll it out, backfill it, and it won't leak.
Yeah. So you're saying that it's not a good idea to just try to fill it from the inside with hydraulic cement.
It's not that it's not a good idea. Go ahead and try it and see what happens. Maybe you'll get lucky, but if you're not lucky, then you may have to either dig the hole, as I mentioned, or hire a basement waterproofing contractor to come and do it all and do it the right way and seal it once and for all. And then the thing is, too, when you go to sell it, you're going to have a transferable warranty to say, hey, I got this sealed, and you'll go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm so excited about our next conversation. It's a mother and son conversation. Ooh, it could have been like, you could have used that. It's a mother and child reunion. We didn't talk about that. Would have been a good song.
No, instead I did my Pirish accent.
Oh, you're Pirish. Okay, that's good. Artificial intelligence, try and copy that. Lindsay's Pirish imitation. Anyway, it's a hot sauce. Do you like the hot sauce? Do you like hot sauce?
I liked this hot sauce. It's got to be sparing, but...
It is delicious and savory and filled with truffles. And the two of them that created this thing are amazing. That's coming up after this report of WGN Radio News with Don Clark.
Now back to Lou Manfredini, joined by Captain Demos, to tell you all about his big truffle hot sauce. Aren't you glad you stuck around, matey? Here they are now on House Smarts Radio.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Okay, we talk about fixing things. We talk about maintaining things. We talk a lot about food because I love to eat like most of us and, you know, different products that you can buy and things to grill or, you know, cook or, you know, what are air fryers, whatever. But you know what I don't think we've ever spoken about on this radio show is hot sauce. And I am a hot sauce person. I really enjoy hot sauce, but I have a delicate palate. I don't like it crazy hot where, you know, the people get the hot sauce like, oh my gosh, it's so hot and it ruins the flavor. I like more savory hot. When you find a hot sauce that combines the two things, to me, it's a home run and a half. I happen to be holding a bottle of that right now, and I have the creators of this hot sauce. Joining me on the phone line is John Paul Demergian and his ride and or die partner, his mother, Valentina Demergian. Good morning to both of you, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, let me start with this. Captain Demo's Red Hot Pepper Sauce since 1976, it says, and then it says Big Truffle. Explain.
Well, you want to start?
I produced John Paul in 1976, and we've been adventuring ever since.
And now we're producing sauce, so that's the short answer, Lou. So the Big Truffle is, we discovered truffle in the late 90s, when before it was like a thing, and then it was hard, really hard to get, and it was like a really expensive thing, and
right.
You kind of had to go to Italy or nowhere to go to kind of get it, and then over the years, we're big food people, and we do a lot of cooking, a lot of experimenting, and as things became more available, you saw some of these like sauces emerging with truffle this and truffle that, and they just were somebody trying to get out into the market, and we worked with our friends, and we have a lot of chef friends, wonderful chef friends for many years, and tried, and over, you know, the course of several years, came up with this, you know, this truffled pepper sauce, which, to your point, is like a 3-4 out of 10 in terms of heat, because just like you, we don't like, you know, if eating hot sauce is not supposed to be like a contest of, you know, strength. Of,
right.
You know, I mean, I guess there are people that like that, but that's not what we wanted to eat. And kind of the broader market of people, meaning our friends and family who we made this for, you know, wanted to be able to taste food and have it be enhanced by this truffle in a slight heat with a little bit of sweet from the hot honey that we use, which is also very popular now. So kind of a hat tip to, you know, cooking and culinary instead of, you know, a fraternity prank where you put hot sauce on someone's, you know, food and, you know, watch their head explode.
So Valentina, this is something. Is this something that you were doing at first, and then you got the captain? I got to find out about that too. Involved in it, and you were kind of cooking this up in the kitchen?
No, somebody gave us some peppers. And since my son likes to cook so much, and I'm not really a hot pepper person, I said, what can we do with these? It's a shame to throw them away.
Right.
So we came up with the idea. We made some sauce. People liked it. So the first batch we made in his kitchen. And we said, we got something here. And that's how it took off.
You know, most people look at a hot sauce and they, you know, they want it to be red, you know, because of hot. But there, it's almost like a kind of a golden brown color, the sauce itself. And it is one of the most savory hot sauces. As someone who enjoys good hot sauce, like I said, I don't like it crazy hot. To me, forget it. I want nothing to do with that. But you know, who's the big Cholula, the Mexican hot sauce, is more savory, but it's not as, in my opinion, it could be more flavorful. This thing, and maybe that's the truffle is what's in it, is so flavorful, and it exactly what you said, John Paul, is it enhances the flavor of the food you put it on.
It's a very smooth
yeah.
flavor in addition to the whatever you're eating.
Yeah.
And Lou, I mean, if you're holding a bottle, you know, this was pretty controversial when we put the packaging together. You know, I think you'd agree that it's, you know, we call it hot in all the wrong places.
Right.
That was kind of the joke. And my mom was vehemently against it. She's like, that's just, you know, too,
misleading?
That's just too off color, misleading. And I said, Mom, it's funny. She's like, that's not funny. It's rude. I don't think it's going to go over well. And that was the first time, I think, in my entire life we had a disagreement. And also the first time that I think I might have been right. So we agreed to agree over lunch that not in all the wrong places was the right tagline for it. And I think your testimonial is amazing because it really – you know, kind of described.
Not,
so
not,
thank you.
Is this you on the label, right? Holding the ship's wheel.
That's the ship's wheel from a field trip we took my twin sons on in 2017. My mom and I took them to the field museum.
Yeah.
And they have the U-505 submarine. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ship's wheel, and that ended up being kind of a funny picture we took. And we used it for the prototype, and everybody said, you know what, that's actually pretty funny. Let's try it. My wife absolutely hates that picture because she's like, why do you have to put your face on it? It started out as a joke, and now we can't take it off. And if you can believe, you've tasted it. It's got my face on it, and people are actually buying it.
Yeah.
So you know it's got to be good.
Well, I mean, I'm going to, you know, I know you're with, I'm going to go with your mother, but I mean, you're a handsome fella. So I think that, you know, that works, right, Valentina? When you look that good, you got to flaunt it. What are you going to hold back on that?
Exactly.
I mean, she told me I had a face for radio.
All right, let's talk a little more with the hot sauce. I've got a lot of people in my family who are gluten-free. I always got to worry about gluten. How about this hot sauce when it comes to gluten?
Great question. So it's naturally gluten-free. We have, you know, we use a blend of great Thai peppers, jalapenos, and Fresno peppers.
Mm.
There's a lot of garlic in the sauce.
Yeah, I taste the garlic. I love that.
Great, and we there's a lot of saffron that we put, and there's also turmeric. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but those are, you know, those ingredients are what give it that kind of golden hue.
Mm.
And when you're basting it on seafood and broiling seafood, or putting it into like carbonara pasta, like this is not your, you know, average regular run of the mill, you know, hot sauce. We use this on, you know, higher end ingredients where we're not just. And by the way, it tastes great on fried shrimp and fried fish and burgers. And we make sauces with it to dip French fries in. A lot of the restaurants that we're in now, like Alter Brewing in Oak Brook and in St. Charles, they put it in their buffalo chicken wrap. We're the ingredient for their Chicago hot chicken sandwich, which is like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, but they use our sauce in the kitchen. So we're kind of a official partner there.
And I'm looking at the label right now. It's zero calories because, I mean, you know,
well,
it, I mean, you know, I mean, for when you use a teaspoon of it, right? And I, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been working with the people at Seattle Sutton for a long time, and I still eat their food. Last night, you sent me a care package, and of lovely bottles, and you've got a regular size bottle, and then like a little bottle that I could probably put in my pocket. I took that bottle and I shook it up and I put it on my Seattle Sutton. It was delicious.
There you go. Yeah, it's you know, there's a couple of camps to the whole, like we're my mom and I and the people that work with us, we're not vegans. A lot of our friends are vegan. You know, because there's honey in it, we can't say that it's vegan.
Right.
Because people debate that, and I'm not educated enough on what vegan is these days.
Right.
It is naturally gluten free, and you know, we if that's an issue for you, I think you'd be all right. And turmeric, by the way, is a natural anti-inflammatory.
Yeah,
not that we're selling it as a dietary supplement, but you tend to not get heartburn from our sauce because of the way it's blended.
I love that. Now, Valentina, my notes here tell me that you're a big fan of the show and that you're quite handy as well. Is that true?
That is true. I've been listening to you for years. I've never called, but I've fixed things that were broken because of somebody else that had the same problem. And one of the main one was we redid our bathrooms, and I was getting orange water out of the bathtub, out of the bathroom faucet. And I said, something's wrong. And the next day, somebody called the same issue, and you told them they probably used a pipe for a gas line rather than for a water line. I called the decorators back, and I said, you used the wrong connector. Change it. And they did it, and you were right. So my problem was somebody else having the same issue.
Busted.
Faucets happen other times.
I love
things have been resolved.
I love it. I love it. When I take a day off, I'm going to have them call you, and then you can fill in. All right. I think the sauce is terrific. You're selling this on your website, and I know you also have a little offer for our listeners. So give us the information of where people can find this hot sauce. And full disclosure, and I see this here, our Villa Park Ace store that my wife and I own, our store manager brought it in. You folks are in the Villa Park area, and you can go to the Villa Park store and buy it there, but you can also find it online, correct?
That's correct. And I didn't realize that you guys own that store. Our office and administrative office is in Villa Park. My mom lives in Elmhurst, and I started to bring it around to a couple of the different Ace Hardwares in Lombard and Villa Park, and we're working with some of the folks on the south side as well. And those you can find it at your local. And if you don't see it at your local Ace Hardware, please ask for it by name. You know, Captain Evo's Big Truffle. We're trying to get national distribution to them, but you can always find it online at www.captaindemos, just like it's spelled, and that's captaindemos.com. And we have a special offer. My mom insisted. It's Mr. Fix-It 20 off, which is, again, Mr. Fix-It 20 off. And that's a coupon code.
That's coupon code right there.
At checkout. And that's just that's for anyone listening to the show.
You guys are awesome. I love the beginnings of all this and how it all works. And the sauce is terrific. I only wish you both continued success. John Paul Demirjian and his mother Valentina are the co-creators of Captain Demo's Big Truffle Red Hot Pepper Sauce. Congratulations to both of you. I hope it all goes well, and I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Lou.
Absolutely.
We'll keep listening.
Stay hot out there, buddy.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Go back to the phone lines. This is Joanne in Lake Zurich. Hi, Joanne. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. I've got laryngitis, so forgive the voice.
No problem.
I have a question. I have a condo, top floor. It's empty right now. It's been empty for a while, and there's no water in the toilet bowl. When I go over there, I flush it. It fills up. Yesterday, I went there. It was empty. I filled it up, came back an hour later, and it was still at the same level it was. What could the problem be? I opened up the faucets in the sink. There was no gurgling in the tub. Any idea what it could be?
Well, the condo, do you have, is there another bathroom in the condo?
No, it's just one.
One bathroom. And so when you flush the toilet, it'll fill up and the water will stay there. But then you come back the next day and it's gone?
Well, I did that yesterday. I haven't gone back today. I went back after an hour, and it was gone. I mean, it was still there. But I don't go over there very often, so I don't know how long it's taking to drain.
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't, you know, the thing is, the it shouldn't be, you know, the way a toilet works is, you know, there's like an internal trap inside the toilet. Now, it could be that there's a crack in the toilet and that you can't quite see that could be draining into the, like, into the floor and you're not seeing any water evident on the floor, right?
No, no. In the you know, the tenant or the owner downstairs hasn't said anything about tripping or, yeah, you know, or staining.
So I would go back today and if you, or, you know, in the next couple of days, and if the water's still there, like if you don't go there that often and it's just evaporating.
Oh.
Let me ask you one other thing.
Sure.
You said the water's not there. There's still a little bit of water at the bottom, right?
Nope. No, completely dry.
Completely dry.
Yep.
And then there's a crack in the toilet.
Oh, nuts.
Because it wouldn't, it couldn't, if you flush the toilet and then it fills up with water, the way a toilet works is it fills up with more water. The water level's higher than the trap inside the toilet, and then that kind of physics of it and the swirling action kind of makes it go out. If it fills with water and then you go in there and it stays completely dry, then there's a crack or something in that bottom of the toilet. And remarkably, it's going down through the closet flange and not leaking. The only other thing would be that there could be some venting issue in the building that if some other unit is flushing the toilet, it could actually suck the water out. But it's highly unlikely that it would be bone dry. There would be a little bit at the bottom.
Okay. Huh.
So we need.
Do
a,
I need to get a plumber?
You need a plumber.
Okay. Any recommendations?
Where?
For Northwest
yeah. Call Center Guard Plumbing. Guard Plumbing.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, and I can give you their phone number if you would like.
Please.
All right. It is. I think it's 847. 406-8883.
Great. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. I hope your voice gets better. Thanks for calling. 857-554-LU. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, and I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio. Today, I don't feel
like doing anything. It is a beautiful day. I just want to lay in my bed. Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Irene in LaGrange. Hi, Irene. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Lou.
Nice to meet you.
I have a question. Yeah, thank you. So I have a question regarding the lawn care. I have a dog, and I have weeds. So I need to know what is a safe weed killer to put on this lawn of mine.
Do you have a female dog or a male dog?
Female.
Okay. And is she killing?
Actually, and it's not even really truly my dog. It's my daughter's dog. She brought home from college.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Not even your dog. I got stories about that. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do.
So, so she's not. She's the your daughter's dog is not killing the grass when she goes to the bathroom.
Well, I mean,
because that can be a problem too.
I mean, there's a few spots, and from her running, there's spots.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've got weeds. I got thistles. I got clover. Mm-hmm. I got some other kind of weed. I don't know. I
mean, the problem is, yeah, so down, the thing is, you need to, yeah, and where is the daughter from college?
She's home now.
Oh, she's home now. And then does the dog, does the dog go back to her with college, or is she done with college?
She's done with college.
Oh. So we got to get her out of the house with her dog.
Exactly. With her dog.
With her dog.
No, I love the dog. But,
I'm sure you love it. I can tell that Mr. Irene loves the dog, too.
I love dogs.
You love your, you know what you do? You love your daughter. That's what you do.
Exactly. I do.
So let's think about this. So the problem is with the weeds, you know, any kind of weed, like a weed and feed, you got to keep the pets off for a little while, right? The only other thing.
For how long? Like about 4 hours?
Yeah. No, like 24 hours because you want to water it in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, gotcha. So if you have all kinds of weeds, and they're in particular broadleaf, the thing is that it's not the optimal time because the temperatures are higher, but.
What I
would do is put down a broadleaf weed and feed in the evening or the afternoon. Easy, Cujo. Easy, Cujo. Is it Cujo a big dog?
That's her.
Yeah, is it a big dog?
No, she's about 35 pounds.
Oh, okay.
A cattle dog.
All right.
So, but that's her. I'm out in my yard and listening to Lou and
playing with the dog. What's the dog's name?
Aspen,
very nice. Okay, so in the afternoon, put down a weed and feed, and then water it. Do you have a sprinkler system or just a sprinkler?
No, I just have a sprinkler.
Okay, so do the sprinkler, and maybe is it a problem in the front front and the rear, or just the rear?
No, just my back lawn.
Okay, so do the weed and feed in the back. Have your daughter be in charge of the dog until the next day.
Exactly. Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
So when Aspen needs to go do her business, she's got to go out front on a leash.
Right? Yeah.
And so
Exactly.
So in a perfect world, you'd put this down in the evening. You wouldn't let Aspen back on the lawn until the following. So that evening, the whole next day, and then the next morning. So if you did it today, Aspen can go back on the lawn on Monday.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Sure.
And then hopefully that'll water it down.
Okay.
Right, and then that should help to control some of the weeds. And then in about 2 weeks, and you start to see some results. Then you can put down some new seed to try and crowd out the weeds. But you got to give it at least 2 weeks.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. We'll try it. And appreciate your time, and you have yourself a good day.
Recommend a brand.
Is there a brand, though, you'd recommend?
Go with a Scotts or, that's fine. Sure. Any Scotts product. You know what? There's a lot of stuff on sale right now. A lot of it's all very similar stuff. So whatever you can get the best deal on, go for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we live right by an Ace, and of course, we always support our local Ace. So
you can use use the Ace brand or the Scotts brand, and both of them will work really well for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. 857-5574 Lou is our phone number. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
It's never easy coming home to a flooded living room or getting news that your roof needs replacing or that your toilet has been leaking to the neighbor below. If you're having difficulty coping and have unanswered questions about your home, we want you to know you're not alone and you've come to the right place, because here...
We're not booing.
We're looing.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini, and he's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. We're just going to do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30? Yes? All right. Right now, let's go back to the phone calls. This is Larry. Larry in LaGrange. Hi, Larry. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. This is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question here.
Okay.
For regards to my majestic fireplace. And I want to remove it because I'm getting smoke upstairs in the bedrooms, and I want to put a new liner in and then put a wood burning stove in. Is that feasible, or would I have issues there? I have it done in stone, surrounded by stone, the majestic fireplace.
Okay, so you have a majestic wood burning fireplace insert.
Correct.
And when you make a fire, you're getting smoke upstairs?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a reason why you want to replace the insert? So when I'm looking at the insert, there's stone going all the way up to the ceiling.
Correct.
I mean, it sounds like a chimney issue for me, but they probably have to expose. And that chimney goes up through the bedroom and...
Right. Up and out.
If I'm in the bedroom and I'm looking where this chimney, it's in the wall, or is there a bump out in the bedroom too?
No, it's in the wall.
Okay.
It's a bump out in the wall. I mean, in the bedroom. So it's, I have like a channel going up on the side of the corner of the bedroom, and it goes up on the inside of the house.
I don't know that it's completely necessary for you to have to replace the insert. It could be a chimney issue that could be addressed. I mean, before you go, have you had anybody come look at it yet?
No, that's what I was calling in regards to. I'm thinking. I keep hearing you talking about Lindeman chimney.
Yep.
And I was gonna.
They'll come out
sit
and
there and it, have that, one of those.
Well, they'll come out and inspect it, and they can run a camera up through that chimney to find out exactly what's going on. And I mean, at least then you can determine whether or not, you know, replacing it is necessary. Or they may say, hey, you know what, this chimney is separated, which it's not. It's unlikely, but it can happen that something unclicked, or, you know, the wind or something, which is causing you to get that smoke.
Huh? Because it's a three wall chimney.
Correct.
You know.
Right.
So.
Right. But something or how old is it? Do you know how old it is?
93.
Yeah.
I put it in 93.
You put it in?
Yeah.
I mean, you did, or you had someone do it?
I did.
Yeah. You're gonna maybe you could make a warranty claim. On yourself.
Yeah.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Call
Lindeman Chimney. Have them come out and inspect it. I think they even have a loop on right now. If you go to go to cleanfireplace.com. They have like a 50% off coupon going right now, and they should be able to help you out. Oh, and by the way, speaking of coupon, you know, I talked to the people at Captain Demo's Hot Sauce, and I think when he gave the coupon code, if you go to their website, what's the website, Lindsay, for the Captain Demo Hot Sauce or something like that? So it's
CaptainDemos.com.
DEMOS, CaptainDemos.com. It's Mr. Fix-It 20% sign off. So if you just do Mr. Fix-It 20 off, people are saying it's not working, and I think you got to add the percentage on there. And if they ever do that again, take the percent off, or have them both work, right? Isn't that what they do? Like if you mistype a website, usually it goes there anyway, right? Like they buy those two, right?
Mm. Oh yeah,
yeah, you know,
The correct code, Mr. Fix-It, 20% off,
and that's the percent sign, not the word percent,
yeah. Right?
Just getting it all ready. Thank you. Mm. Thanks for producing. 857-5574, Lou. 857-557-4568. This is Marilyn in Oak Park. Hi, Marilyn. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah, hi, Lou. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How may I help you?
Listen, my daughter is in the process of buying a townhouse. It's a ranch-style townhouse. And she's had several inspections on the place, but they're supposed to close shortly, but there are a few things that she wants to have done, and is in the has the idea that she'd just as soon pay for it herself and have it done rather than have them do shoddy work when they're doing it. The things involved, first of all, there was mold in the attic, and the guy said he used concrobium to mitigate the mold. But the problem is the mold is a result of poor ventilation in the soffit, the attic. I guess it's the attic soffit, and until that gets corrected, the mold is going to continue to come back. So I guess what we're asking is, can you give us an idea of what costs would be involved to do these things so that she can ask for a credit?
Oh, I mean...
Am I making sense?
No, you're making sense, but there's a lot of variables for me to, you know, to do that. I mean, so, you know, in a town, you said it's a townhome.
Yeah, it's a townhouse.
Right, and so does it have an overhang? And if it has an overhang, are the overhangs vented? With a townhome, you know, whose responsibility is the attic space? Is that the association or the individual owner? I mean, you need to know all that, right? And then if...
Yeah, well, she's been told it's her responsibility. She's okay. been told that already from the homeowners association, that it's her responsibility. But this is all that it, as a result of the current owner's upkeep.
Okay.
Know?
So I think that to be fair is if she wants to have that work and pay for it herself, then perhaps what you do is call someone to come and give her an estimate. Because I can't, you know, you could ask for a $2,500 credit. I'm just making this up, right? But then it could cost $3,500 or it could cost $2,000, right? And so to be fair, if she would rather do the work and pay for it, right, and the owner wants to sell this place, then, you know, I would hire, you know, maybe like a, I mean, something like that. If it's ventilation where we have to add vents in a soffit and maybe a roof fan, I'm just, again, making this up. That would be a roofing contractor, like a Lindholm Roofing, to come out and give you an estimate on that work. And then you'd have a real estimate to say, okay, they say they can do this for $3,000. Again, I'm making the number up, but at least you know what it's going to cost so that the credit is covers the cost, and then you have a number. There's too much to just throw a number out there to give you to get you close.
Okay, that makes sense. She was one of the things that came back. The owner came back with was that he wanted to remediate the mold with a company called Mold Man. And when we looked it up, it did not look like a company that. First of all, there's like a warranty of a year, and that's it. And because the soffit vents are not, you know, they're not. What they're supposed to be doing. Our concern is that the mold will only return if they do that right now without right. correcting the soffit.
So, I mean, you know, all of that is a fair concern. And I just think that if your daughter wants to do the work yourself, then the only way to make a credit viable for her is you have to get the estimate and you have to get the seller to agree to allow you to do that. So it's not an easy thing to, you know, because they can say, no, I'm not willing to do that. So, but that's how I would go. As far as who the contractor is, you know, that it's tough because you don't own the place. And so it's what she's willing to agree to. And like I said, the best thing to do would be to get an estimate so you know exactly what it's going to cost to have it done, and then hopefully the seller agrees to that. Thanks so much for the phone call. Oh, one other thing. That coupon code is only good. I'm already getting text messages. It's only good online. You can't go to a store and use it. So the coupon code for the Captain Demos hot sauce is only good for online purchases on their website. Now I'm like, you know, I go and interview the guy. Now I'm doing a whole commercial. Somebody send this guy a bill. 857-557-4LOU into the WGN Radio Newsroom. Let's check in with Don Kleppen.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. It's so funny why we don't talk anymore. By the end of this day, I think I'm cheap. It's so funny how we
just
don't
text me segment. You can send me text messages at 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Do you have some text messages for me?
I do. Are you ready for me?
I am.
All right, great. Lou, I have a dining room table that's new to me, and it scratches and gets water rings easily. I want to put a polyurethane over the top, but don't know how to prep the current tabletop without ruining the finish.
You know the answer to this question?
Howard's Restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Get some quadruple steel wool.
Yeah.
Emily.
Howard's Restore Finish is, so here's what I would do. Use the Howard's Restore Finish and quadruple zero steel wool to wipe down the top of it. Nice and easy. Not too much pressure, but then get it as even as possible. And if it's an older table, there's a chance that it's an oil-based polyurethane, and you really need to use that. So anyway, use the Howard's Restore Finish, then wipe it down with a rag, and take a look at how it looks. And if you like how it looks, then get some oil-based polyurethane. It's petroleum-based, so it'd have a smell. Make sure it's well-ventilated. And then apply that with a foam brush. Nice and easy. With the grain, let that settle, see how you like it. Then the same quadruple steel wool, kind of touch it up a little bit, get nice and smooth because it'll raise the grain a little bit. One final coat and you shouldn't have a problem. It'll take about 24 hours to dry between the coats.
Great. Lou, I am at, I purchased a townhome a couple of years ago, and I've noticed when I flush the toilet or turn the shower on, there's a banging sound in the pipes. One time, it was so loud, the shower loosened from the wall. Oh. I believe this is air, but I can fix it. Can I fix it myself, or should I call a plumber?
Before you call the plumber, let's try this tip that usually works. Shut the main water valve off, open up every faucet in the house, and flush every toilet until the water stops flowing. And, you know, you have a sink in the basement, second floor, whatever it is, get it all out of there. Then close all those valves, turn the main water valve back on, and then go around to each fixture and take off, if there's an aerator, take it off and clean it out because it's going to loosen up the sediment. You're actually, it sounds counterintuitive, but you're actually adding air back into the system to do the banging. If that does not work, then it's plumber time. But this probably will work, and you will eliminate the banging. One more text message for me back there. I see you looking away.
Well, truthfully, we have so many about the Captain Demos, so why don't you just give that code one more time.
Okay, people, we interviewed Captain Demos and his hot sauce. The coupon code is only online. You cannot go into a store and use this. So you people that are doing that, you're trying to buck the system, and that's not what it was designed to do. So stop doing that. I don't want to make any stores mad. This was their doing only online. It's Mr. Fix-It 20%, the percent sign, off. Mr. Fix-It 20% off. If you have any other questions, contact them on their website. I just interviewed these people. I'm not running their business, but it's only on the website. Okay? 857-557-4LOU. Is that Mary? Because it says three for Mary, and then you said one. Three? Okay. Well, three is gone. So who's number one? Is this Mary?
It is. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mary. How can I help you?
I have a question regarding replacing of a shower tub combo with a straight walk-in shower. And I've been to many home shows, and they have these on display, and now I'm seeing Kohler's getting into it. And I want to know if this is even a viable option. And who would be a reputable company to go through for something like this?
When you say viable option, you're just trying to make your life a lot easier going into the shower?
Viable option. Okay, it's down.
The information the information is so good, Mary, that we want to hear it twice.
From the radio or from me?
No, that was a joke. my jokes are landing flat today. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, you just want to know if it's about, in other words, you're just trying to make your life easier getting in and out of the shower.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of remodeling the bathroom, but and this is truly to make my life easier getting out in and out of the shower. I don't really care about resale value for a home. This is what I want for me.
Atta girl. I like that. And I think that, so if you're going to do it, it's a complete viable option. They can rip out the tub, rip out the walls, you know, are we going to remodel the whole bathroom, or are we just doing like a little bits and pieces?
Just bits and pieces.
Okay. I was talking about this company Access. They do this kind of remodeling for bathrooms. I've heard really good results of people where they come in and they take out the old tubs. They put in a stand up shower. They'll put some grab bars in there, which, by the way, we should all, like, from now on, if anybody's remodeling a bathroom, whether you're 30 years old, 40 years old, or 70 years old, put a grab bar in your shower. Okay? That's just like rule number. Even just one, like, if nothing else, one of them straight ahead where the valve typically is and the shower head, like a shorty, just so you have something to grab. Like if you're shaving your legs and you want something to hang on to and you can lift up your leg and shave your leg. Or if you have a knee replaced and you have to take a shower and you want to hang on, like me. I was like, why don't I have any grab bars in this? I'm Mr. Fix-It, for crying out loud. Mr. Fix-It, 20% sign off, for crying out loud. See what I did there, Lindsay? I threw it out there again. Anyway, so I like that whole thing. The biggest thing is put a really good shower base in. So I don't want a fiberglass base that gets a little squishy. You could do, I still love terrazzo bases, which takes three men, two girls, and a boy to drag up into the bathroom, but it can do it, you know, because they're heavy. Or you could do a tile base, you know, with like some unglazed porcelain that's non-slip. And then you could do walls. And, you know, if you want to do a couple of shower heads, you could do that if you want. A nice glass door. I love it. And, I mean, it's so much more convenient. You could build in a little seat if you want, or a step, whatever it might be.
And that's what I'm looking for, something customizable with a reputable company who's going to stand behind the work. This in and out in one day doesn't exactly make me comfortable.
Why don't you call these folks at Access, because they do this kind of work. It's all about access.com is their Perfect. Phone number, or is their website, rather.
Right, because I'm in a split level.
Yeah.
So they can and that's something else to consider. I mean, obviously, I have a bathtub in there. The structure's solid enough to hold that.
Yeah, and you have another bathroom you can use while this is going on.
I do.
Perfect. You're the perfect candidate. You call them and tell them I told you to call.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
You too. Have a nice day. 857-5574-LOU. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's Saturday morning.
Of course, you could never be Aretha Franklin. Do you imagine being a backup singer to her?
Yes, it was. That'd be so fun.
And you're tuned in to Lou.
Thought about that. Can't always get what you want for Rolling Stones. Like, I'd always wanted to be the backup for that.
Now back to your favorite backup singing handyman.
Andy would have been the Oak Ridge Boys. He would have been the guy that would be at the bottom.
Right here.
Actually, I wanted to be the backup singer on Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Someone. She went, all they did was go, dance. I think I could probably handle that.
But you could use that as a pickup line. Have you ever heard the Whitney Houston song? Yeah, that was me.
Dance. I can prove it, too.
Wow, it's really him.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's funny. Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Hey, I want to remind you about our Toro Product of the Month giveaway. Get your yard in tip-top shape with Toro and the Toro July Product of the Month. You can enter to win the 60-volt max 24-inch hedge trimmer at WGNradio.com/contest. This award-winning battery-powered hedge trimmer is a beast on your bushes, cutting through tough branches like butter. A rotating comfort grip handle makes it easy to switch from vertical to horizontal. No wire in the way. It's got a 24-inch dual-action blade. Any job is easy and fast. It's all part of their FlexForce power system with interchangeable batteries for 75-plus tools. You can enter to win at WGNradio.com/contest. That's WGNradio.com/contests. The sweepstakes ends Monday, July 31st at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. So go there and learn about it. You'll really save a lot of money. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Let's talk with Pat in Moni. Hey, Pat, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I have a cement driveway that's 25 years old in pretty darn good condition. And I've been advised to put tar in the score lines on the driveway where the little weeds are starting to grow. And my question is, working with tar can be very, very messy.
No, we don't want tar. No tar. No. Wait.
No tar.
Wait, this is a concrete driveway?
Yes.
Okay. And you have, and so these are the expansion joints between the squares of the concrete?
I guess that's what it would be, yes.
But when you look at them, they don't look like it's not broken or cracked or anything.
Well, I can see little weeds are starting to grow up in some places, so mm-hmm. I assume there are cracks there. And my fear is that water will seep in, freeze, and eventually push the driveway up.
Okay.
So I think that should be sealed somehow.
Right, but I think what I would rather you do, Pat, is just spray the weeds and so that it goes down to the roots, right? But what do you spray it with?
A weed and grass killer.
Okay. Maybe we try something a little different. Like there's a vinegar weed killer that is less harmful. It's not as, some of the chemical stuff you got to worry about. There's a lot of controversy about whether it's, safe for people to use, right? And so there's a vinegar one that you can buy. I think Green Gobbler makes one. They're actually a company that makes a drain cleaner, and that works. Bonide makes something called Dead Weed Brew that's like a vinegar-based cleaner. And I would just spray those. It goes down to the roots of the weed and kills it. I just worry that if you put caulking or anything in there, it won't look good. And if you're unsuccessful in making it look neat, you'll be disappointed, and then there's kind of no turning back.
How about if I use silicone caulk? Could I use that in there?
Wouldn't be my first choice. I mean, if you're really dying to caulk it, then I would use a gray colored caulk that sort of matches the concrete, right? And there's a concrete caulking called Slab, S-L-A-B. Get all the weeds out. Make sure there's no debris or anything in there. And then stick the caulk tube inside there and caulk it and just fill the gap. And it'll be a little bit more, concrete as it ages has more of a brown color to it. And but the caulking will be a little gray, so you may almost see a little, you know, outline in gray until it gets a little dirty and changes colors as well. But the key there is if you're going to do this yourself, maybe you hedge your bet a little bit and take some masking tape on either side of the crack and stick it in there, you know, so if for some reason you slip or you squeeze a little too much, it doesn't get on the concrete, it gets on the tape, and then you can, once you're all done and you're happy, you pull the tape off and it looks nice.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, it does. It does. But I'm... Are you gone?
No, I'm here.
Okay. I'm concerned that if the weed is growing up, there's air getting in there, so the water is going to get in there. Is it not a viable concern that the water will get in there and get under the concrete and freeze?
That is a viable concern. And so if the cracks are bigger, then yes, that could be a concern. And so if you want to caulk that up to seal it, then that's, you know, that's good. You just got to make sure it looks good, because I don't want you to be disappointed with the finished product.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, you know what? That's our last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Don't forget, we've got Toro giveaway. Go to WGMRadio.com/contest. Thank you to Andy. Thank you to Don, Bob Ferguson, for pushing all the buttons. Lindsay, thank you for producing. Thank you to you, the listener, for joining us every Saturday morning on House Smarts Radio. Enjoy this beautiful day. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.